Yeah, hello again. Thanks for accessing us, no matter what the platform may happen to be. The name of the show, Community Connection. I'm Bill Davis, your host, the guy I just told you about a minute ago. The platforms always would be 96.5 FM, also online with KGMI.com. That's the World Wide Web that all the kids are talking about. And let's see, what other? Oh, yes, the old-fashioned AM 90, 790, News Talk 790, KGMI. Like I said, I'm Bill Davis, your host. Oh, and by the way, quick reminder, we always put our interviews up on our podcast page, so you can always access the show in case you missed it as well. I know that Brian Krulak, who's the director of golf at Sudden Valley Golf Course, spends most of his free time listening to himself on the podcast.
That's right. I can't get enough of it.
I'm telling you.
I love that guy.
I love a man with an ego, you know? I love
that. Right.
It's good to see you, buddy.
And you. How you doing, Bill? Oh, really good.
Doing great. How's the holidays treating you?
Holidays are going great. Yeah, mm-hmm. Coming off a great ball buster tournament on December 2nd.
ball buster tournament go?
It was so well. We actually set a record. It was our record turnout for an event. We had 144 players come out and play in a tournament. That's absolutely full on the course.
If I remember right, on Saturday the 2nd, wasn't it rainy and foggy and icky?
We'd call that light rain.
Oh, okay. All right. So it never stopped you.
No, it came straight down, so we considered it a good day.
I'm surprised. Yeah. Well, that's good, as opposed to sideways. Yeah. I'm surprised you got it in. I really thought that next time you were in here, we were going to be saying, well, today is the Ball Buster tournament because you had to postpone it.
No, the 2 days leading up to it were horrific. My gosh, we had so much rain.
Right.
But then the day of the event, it rained just kind of lightly, and we had 144 players out there, and it was just nothing but fun. Everybody had a blast.
Man, you got to be a serious golfer if you're going to be playing in the rain, right? Or is that just how it is in the Northwest?
You know, if you want to play in the winter, you got to have good gear, and you got to be ready to play in a little bit of foul weather.
I tell my friends back in Texas, where all my family, and that's where I'm from, where all my family and friends. Well, I have friends here.
Yeah, come on, hey.
You're my friend.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here.
But I'm just saying that they always say, "Oh, it rains so much over there. How do you stand that?" I say, "Well, listen, we have parkas. Hood up."
Yeah.
Rain. Put down, no rain.
Man up and go.
That's all.
That's right.
That's all there is to it.
That's what we do.
So the winter series is still continuing. Oh, by the way,
Audi Bellingham
makes sure. There's a few things I have to tick off. One of those is to make sure the sponsor is mentioned.
Yeah, we got to take care of the sponsor. They're great to us.
Audi
Bellingham winter series is in full swing. It's been we're setting records for a number of players.
Really?
It's just amazing. It's just blowing us away. Actually,
you haven't had to postpone or
no? Hey, don't say that.
I'm sorry. Did I jinx it?
Yeah, that's right.
Because I know last year.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
You finally finished up the Audi Bellingham Winter Series in July.
I think it was July. Yeah, it was early July though.
Yeah.
No, it was last year. I think there was one or two events we didn't have to postpone.
Yeah.
It was crazy, but this year so far.
You're all set? So what's the next one coming up?
Next one is December 30th, and it's the polar opposite of the ball buster. It's the how low can you go?
Oh, this is the one where if you're a terrible golfer, you will shoot 30 under par, right?
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed, yeah. we put the tees way forward. We put the holes in the easiest places possible. On a few of the greens, we cut the big cups. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, how is that cup? Is it like about 2 feet across?
Two or three, something like that. Yeah. You got to be careful. We could lose a small child in there. It's so big.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite. It's a nice change from the ball buster, which is just a torture chamber.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Did you play in the ball buster?
I did.
What'd you shoot?
We shot 3 under.
Oh.
Which, we lost by just barely got beat out by 5.
Well, it doesn't sound like it was much of a ball buster at all. It sounded like everybody was playing well.
There was one team that went really low, but it was crazy tough. But
okay. So now this is how low can you go? I'm assuming people can still sign up for it.
They can absolutely. They can call us. They can go online. There's a multitude of ways to get signed up. They can stop by and say hi and maybe purchase a Christmas present.
Well,
or two.
We were going to talk about that here. Brian Krulak, the executive director. I've promoted today. Executive director of golf at Sudden Valley Golf Course. Yeah. How about a stocking stuffer or two? Would a membership make a nice present?
Oh man, would it ever! We got a lot of good stuff going on the membership front. We have all levels of membership. We have our social membership that we have on sale starting today.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on sale through December 31st. It's regular $125, and now it's going to be $109.95.
So, wow. $109.95 for a social membership. Let me ask you something. I'm very antisocial. Yeah. I'm very non-social. So will I get a bigger discount?
We might charge you a little more. You might nice. you might get the retail plus 10 deal. That membership is a crazy good deal. That you get two free rounds of golf. Mm-hmm. You get 25% off the rest of your golf. And two rounds of golf is worth $110 there. So basically,
it's paid for right there.
It's like giving it. It's like it's almost
it's
like
free
stealing.
Golf.
It's almost like stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a really cool deal. We have lots of other memberships. Our associate membership's a great deal, and we have the full memberships as well. So lots of good deals on memberships. Great time to stop into the golf shop, get a membership, possibly pick up a gift in the golf shop. There's that stuff too. Yeah. We have merchandise. Great merchandise sales on right now.
That's not a bad thing to get under the tree.
No,
is it? I've always wanted to ask you this because we've always run out of time. Do you have in the golf shop? I mean, do you have like Sutton Valley golf gear?
Yes, sir, we do.
I'm just thinking, if you didn't, I was going to suggest marketing wise, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
It's a good idea. I hadn't thought of it, but you know what? Maybe now we're going to actually start doing it. But no, actually we do. We've got tons of great merchandise. Yeah. Even have some summer stuff left over that's on the sale rack. And then there's some current winter gear. There's all kinds of gear in the golf shop. So if you're looking for a little stocking stuffer, you can pop into the golf shop.
Give me an example. What's winter gear for golf?
So winter gear, we have rain gear, which is... rain pants, rain jackets that are built for golf, so you can swing in them. We have rain gloves, a pair of gloves that you can wear in the rain so your club doesn't slip. We have hats. Yeah. We have all kinds, as we call them, toques in Canada. I come from Canada, so we call them, it's a toque. You call it a stocking cap down here.
But a toque.
Yeah, that's right. We at Sutton Valley, my staff is instructed to call them toques because that's the proper name.
I never thought that, but being here in the Northwest when it does rain a bit, I've never thought that I'd have to wear, rain pants and rain gloves and rain gear. Oh, yeah. To play.
If you want to play golf in the wintertime, you better have it.
And you better have your darn toque, right?
You better have your toque. Oh, yeah. My toque stays in my bag all winter long.
Yeah.
Use it all the time.
Do the toques go on sale in the summer if you got any left over?
Toques go on sale in the summer. If you want to come in July, I'll make you a heck of a deal.
That's the way I am because I like to save money. I don't like to pay the premium price when it's the season.
You're shopping rain gear and toques in July.
Sure.
And now you're looking for a nice tank top right now?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. Now you're right on the money there.
We'll take care of you.
Let's see. We need to send them to the website because I know that you have beautiful pictures and great drone shots as well.
Yeah, the website's www.suddenvalleygolfcourse.com. Mm-hmm. Go there for great photography. As you mentioned, also all the information on our winter series. You can view the entry forms for the upcoming events. You can look at the results. You can see what the standings. People are all focused on the Audi Bellingham Winter Series, the standings, where they're at, trying to see in the big points race. So there's all that information. Is there tons of great info there?
And if they want to call you.
Yeah, they want to call.
Because last time I called, you picked up the phone.
I know, that's right.
I was very impressed. Was everybody out of town? Was everybody at lunch?
I do it all, man. I do it all. Chief cook and bottle washer.
Nice.
The phone number is 360-734-6435.
Mm-hmm. Brian Krulak, the director of golf at Sutton Valley Golf Course. Always a pleasure to see you. I assume today you're going to go out and do a little practicing.
I'm going to get out there and practice and get ready. Thank you very much for having me.
And by the way, the 30th, again, the name of the tournament is?
It's the Audi Bellingham. Mm-hmm. How low can you go?
Excellent. We'll look forward to it. And come back anytime and give me an update on how low you went, okay?
I will. And best this season to you.
Happy holidays, Brian. Brian Krulak, Sutton Valley Golf. We will continue with Community Connection in just a moment. KGMI, News Talk 790, KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.